Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 22, 1805. Two different perspectives. Captain Lewis's party arrives at the Nez Perce camp at 5 p.m. today. Lewis expresses his joy and relief in the following entry.
Notwithstanding my positive directions to hobble the horses last evening, one of the men neglected to comply. He pled ignorance of the order. This neglect, however, detained us until half after 11 o'clock, at which time we renewed our march, our course being about west. We had proceeded about 2.5 miles when we met Reuben Fields, one of our hunters, whom Captain Clark had dispatched to meet with us with some dried fish and roots that he had procured from a band of Indians whose lodges were about 8 miles in advance. I ordered the party to halt for the purpose of taking some refreshment. I divided the fish, roots, and berries, and was happy to find a sufficiency to satisfy completely all of our appetites. After refreshing ourselves, we proceeded to the village due west 7.5 miles, where we arrived at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Our route was through lands heavily timbered, the larger wood entirely pined. The pleasure I now felt in having triumphed over the Rocky Mountains and descending once more to a level and fertile country where there was every rational hope of finding a comfortable subsistence for myself and party can be more readily conceived than expressed. Nor was the flattering prospect of the final success of the expedition less pleasing. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 22, 1805.
While Clark is delighted to see Captain Lewis, his mind is already somewhere down the rivers to the sea. He writes,
"A very warm day. The hunter, Shields, killed 3 deer this morning. I left them on the island and set out with the chief and his son, on a young horse, for the village at which place I expected to meet Captain Lewis. This young horse, in fright, threw himself and me 3 times on the side of a steep hill and hurt my hip much. Caught a colt, which we found on the road, and I rode it for several miles, until we saw the chief's horses. He caught one, and we arrived at his village at sunset, and himself and myself walked up to the second village, where I found Captain Lewis and the party encamped, much fatigued and hungry, much rejoiced to find something to eat of which they appeared to partake plentifully. I cautioned them of the consequences of eating too much. I got the Twisted Hare to draw the river from his camp down, which he did with great cheerfulness on a white elk skin. From the mouth of that river to the falls is 5 sleeps. At the falls, he places establishments of white people, and informs that great numbers of Indians reside on all these forks, as well as the main river. I procured maps of the country and river with the situation of Indians. Captain William Clark, September 22, 1805.
The rivers drawn by Chief Twisted Hair were the North Fork of the Clearwater, the Snake, and the Columbia. And the Clark's River mentioned was the Clearwater. James Ronda asserts that the chief was misinformed about white people living near the falls. Tomorrow, trading for provisions.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.